This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Pause, they got me. Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello.
We're going to warn you here and now, right now, there won't be a podcast tomorrow. Reason being, we're going to be live.
Oh no, my apple. Oh my God, karma. That was karma in about 2 seconds.
It's a caramel apple.
Sorry. No, I just said fuck off to the podcast listeners and then immediately dropped my half-eaten apple on the ground.
Well, you might get a big infection now.
Who wants to hear the sound of paper ripping?
God, lads, this podcast needs a bit of work.
Who wants to hear the sound of me eating a dirty apple?
I would say quite similar sounds.
Guys, seriously. I find it very hard sometimes.
Want to be with us?
To cope.
Yeah.
Here's me closing my pen.
I still haven't explained why we're not giving you a podcast.
Because here's we're swallowing.
We're live from Harvey Norman tomorrow. There won't be a podcast, but we'll be back to normal runnings. Normal.
That's why we're giving you all the goods today.
Yeah, you're getting so spoiled here, aren't you?
You're getting a double helping of quality.
This is the paper I just ripped up hitting off my hand.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
It does sound nice. Mm. This is an ASMR episode.
Here's me groping my microphone.
Oh
my God, goodbye.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning.
What's going on? How are we? What are we, Thursday? This is great.
I am freezing and it's all my own fault because I fell asleep with my hair wet again.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I was looking at the hair dryer this morning being like, oh, it'll be so nice. And I was like, no, I'll wake the whole house up.
Oh, Emma, have you an internal chill?
I have a chill all the way down my spine.
You'll catch your death.
I know.
Is your hair even dry? Because you've so much hair.
No.
It's not dry now.
Put your hand up there, the back of my head. You can feel the dampness. Do you know what I mean?
It's just cold. Yeah, it's not cold. Really like wet, cold. But it is cold.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't be doing that anymore now, Em.
I know. At this time of year, it's very risky stuff.
Yeah, it's AW.
What's AW?
Autumn, winter.
What time did you go to bed?
Oh, I was asleep at like 20 past 10.
Oh, right. Okay, so you came out of the shower and literally...
I was like watching, you know me, it's typically 4 years late to the party, I was watching The Queen's Gambit towel on my head.
Have you not seen The Queen's Gambit
never,
before?
No,
there's
never.
Something so funny about
I love
someone
that.
Just starting The Queen's Gambit.
I've never seen it in my life.
Oh, you should check out Desperate Housewives after, it's very good.
It's really good.
Well, I think that'd be a bit of you, yeah.
I did watch that at the time on the telly because it was on the
RTE.
RTE, was it? Was it on
RTE too? Oh yeah. Every
RTE
Tuesday
two.
Night.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember we used to go into school afterwards and like talk about it. And I went to an all boys school and I was so surprised
that
we used to go in and be like, "Did you see what Lynette said?"
Do you know what though? It was so one cute. Of those things that it was on the line of being maybe a little bit much for our age group at the time. We were probably about 14, 15. Maybe he was very a year or two younger. And it was kind of one of those things that if your mum walked into the room and you're watching it, you'd be a bit like, "Oh no." No, not
see, my mum was just like, what's going on with Susan? Tell me everything.
Oh,
and I'd tell her.
I used to watch it with my mum.
Yeah, I used to watch it with my mum.
Yeah,
the worst thing that you used to, when your parents used to walk in the room, Geordie Shore.
Oh no, I was never into that. Didn't have the channels.
It was so bad.
Oh yeah.
It was
honestly
so bad.
The most innocent show on TV for teenagers has to be Home and Away. And then there was this one time I remember I was watching it and in the, what's it called, like the cafe or the diner, whatever they call it, Leo was shifting this fella in the kitchen like pretty intensely. And I was a bit like, ooh. And in walks my mum and she was like, it was Home and Away. And she was like, I'm not sure this is suitable for you. I was like, oh, would you leave me alone? It's Home and Away.
Hit music now.
Been with Emma, Dave and Ashling. I really hope this genuinely is a falsified story. Lawyers and all are involved, but essentially people are saying that the whole Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift fairy tale romance might not be so special and unique after all.
God, okay. What's going on?
Now, I don't believe this, just to start. I think this is rubbish. However, it is interesting the kind of knee-jerk reaction to what's gone on over the last couple of days.
What's happening?
You know the way there's always talk of these high-profile celebrities, or maybe not so much high-profile celebrities, probably more so in the case of a C-lister or whatever, and these PR relationships to kind of elevate one another and bring the other person up in the world in terms of kind of Hollywood showbiz and talkability,
yeah,
right?
Sabrina, Barry, Camilla and Sean.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Exactly, and I'm so fascinated about this stuff because I'm like, say for example, you're up and coming artist and you're not very well known yet, but say Shawn Mendes is the hottest thing in the world and you start quote unquote dating, is Sean paid a few bob to carry on with that and hold your hand in public.
I would say he gets some benefit off it as well.
Okay.
Like, with if you look at like Barry and Sabrina, you'd be like, that might not be
a
PR thing.
I don't think you'd write your whole album about a guy that's...
I think she wrote this album years ago. That's the thing. And it's just been, she was releasing it for years.
Writing it for years.
That was the whole point of it. You know what I mean? Actually, funny enough, a lot of people think that this Sabrina Carpenter's new album is about Shawn Mendes.
Oh, why, were they together?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
I know.
God, all the Shawn Mendes talk this morning. Who knew? But anyway, Travis's representatives have been forced to deny that their relationship is false on the back of this contract. Again, how genuine this contract is, no one knows, being leaked online, okay? So basically, this paperwork shows this alleged plan to release a statement 3 days after the supposed breakup. So this supposed breakup is due to be announced on the 28th of September. Oh. Soon.
Okay.
And then the statement would come after the fact to allow the initial media frenzy to settle and ensure clarity, right? The announcement would allegedly be gracious, respectful, and stress this kind of mutual respect between the two. So an example of the quote from this: Travis and Taylor have decided to part ways after careful consideration. If you've just joined, they haven't broken up. They both value and respect each other's personal lives and appreciate respect for privacy during this time. They're committed to their careers and their personal growth, and they remain friends. You're very much your typical breakup of a high profile couple.
So that's a statement they would release if they were to break up.
This is from a leaked document. Right. Okay?
So it's like planned.
As if it was planned.
But to be fair, like journalists and stuff would plan like the king's death and like...
Yeah, they'd write obituaries, before people die.
When you're that high profile, it's probably no harm to have your ducks in order.
Think of it,
you know?
Yeah, that's weird.
But again, this whole document's probably fake. You know.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like, this is the point of the story, I think, is that he's after getting all these legal people involved to be like, what is this? Get it off the internet.
It's not real.
True.
Having said all that, though, it would make sense because they're the most public couple in the world.
And she's the most famous woman in the world.
She's the most famous person.
Yeah.
The paperwork carried the name of his PR firm, and his representatives were really quick to shut this down as a false document. They're called Full Scope, and they released a statement saying that they were entirely false and fabricated and were not created or issued or authorised by this agency. And he's got a lawyer involved to get to the bottom of this. The guy representing him is a guy called Mr. Ketsoyan. And he has actually, this guy's admitted putting together showmances before.
Oh,
where celebrities are set up publicly. He was talking on this Australian podcast before, and he said the fake romances are generally put together if one has a film or something to promote, or to distract from unappealing publicity, like a project flop. Okay?
Well, he doesn't seem like the best lawyer for Travis Kelce.
Maybe he understands the... Maybe he's the best person in the sense that he knows what is false and what's not false.
Yeah,
and
have
to make
true.
This seem as authentic as maybe it is.
There's money to be made as well for a fake couple.
Oh, for a fact. And I had a look, right, at these kind of PR couples in the past who have come out and said it was. I never really knew that people more or less admitted this.
Well, like Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney, do you remember they were kind of like...
First on my list.
Was it?
First on my list.
That's so funny.
Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
They never admitted to it or anything, but they were really heavily leaning into it.
They were just there in that film
promoting that film. Anyone but you, and they were convinced there was some kind of a romance going on. But joke on us, he later admitted that they leaned into the romance for the rumours for the film as a PR stunt.
So
he did admit that they leaned in. Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson around the time of Twilight.
No way, don't believe it.
No, don't you dare.
That was not a showman.
Now, well, maybe it was, but then they got together.
Since the characters, they were on-screen lovers, many theorised that they faked the romance to help boost the film, and it doesn't help that they started dating after filming, and then in 2009, as soon as the film's wrapped up for good, they split.
Ah, no.
Jennifer Aniston.
You break hearts with that one.
You can't just drop that bomb and move on.
I'm sorry.
For God's sake.
Jennifer Aniston, Vince Vaughn. Let's go back to the breakup.
Way back when.
They started the romance while filming, and then immediately after the film tour ended, they split up. And finally, now this is going to hurt, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Boo.
They started dating when they were filming the first High School Musical, but they broke up after the final movie.
Wow.
And they were only babes.
They were only little young people. They were so cute.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Dua Lipa and Illusion here at Spin Morning.
Morning.
Morning. It's not that often that we talk about Dancing with the Stars on this show, but I am going to talk about it today, and in particular, the US version.
Oh.
Because of a very controversial announcement that was made yesterday about one of the celebs that's going to take part in the upcoming season, the con artist Anna Delvey.
What?
Yes.
Anna Delvey.
So that name might need... mean nothing to a lot of people. It obviously means something to you too because you watched the Netflix show Inventing Anna.
Inventing Anna was literally me and my housemates' favourite show when
I
we watched
loved
it.
That
we
show
went
so much.
Straight back and watched from the beginning. God almighty.
I need to go back
fascinating.
And watch that.
It's yeah. so good.
So it stars Julia Garner, yeah, and she has this iconic line.
This iconic line is coming up right now.
I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you.
Are you so dramatic?
Yeah. Why are you being so dramatic?
So if you don't know anything about her, I'll tell you. I actually heard about it first from a BBC podcast. They have a series about her called Fake Heiress.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good. It's kind of like, it's kind of dramatized as well as being like the story told. It's really, really good. And that was out before the TV show. So the crack at her is she is this normal girl from Russia. She grew up there. And then when she was like 16, her family moved to Germany. And then she kind of like bounced around different European cities in her 20s working as like an intern in magazines. But wasn't she like always kind of a pathological liar?
Yes.
Oh yes.
Even in school and stuff. She was always lying to people about like
I don't even know if we got
family.
That from the documentary, to be honest. I think
right,
we got
okay.
from when she was well underway with being a con artist. You know?
Okay, yeah, so yeah. I think the podcast goes like way back and like, yeah, she was always telling fibs in school about having loads of money and all this. And then in her 20s, she moved to New York and it really kicked off. And basically, she convinced tons of people, tons of businesses, banks, all the rest,
yeah,
that she
investors.
Was like, yeah, that she was like an heir to a massive fortune, a $60 million trust fund.
Yes.
And so she kind of used this to like get people to pay for stuff for her, like I'll get you back type of thing.
Yeah.
And she went on all these lavish trips with people and she conned tons of people. And in the end, she owed like 200 grand to banks and luxury hotels. Bills that she just never paid.
Just it the way that so she went about it was like, you have to say how you have that confidence to continue.
Oh my
and
God.
How you have no kind of, what would you say, fear in your, like,
yeah, she was
just
so
appeared
confident.
So fearless
no
about how much trouble
whatsoever.
She could be in. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was brazen.
Totally,
you know?
Totally.
Brazen.
And definitely, like, unapologetic as well, because
totally.
I read there that she was convicted in 2019 of, like, theft and grand larceny, whatever that means. And she literally said, I'm not sorry.
That's so yeah. funny.
She was just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
She is
so dramatic.
I yeah. love that.
She's
if you
so
haven't
wealthy.
Seen the show on Netflix, like, you listening, I'm jealous that you haven't seen it yet. Like, I'd love to be watching from the start. Definitely go enjoy it.
It is very good.
Yeah, so she did go to jail for like around 3 years and she was released in 2022. And since then, she's been on house arrest.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the terms of her house arrest were she was only allowed to go within 70 miles of her gaff, which I'm like, I didn't think that was house
70
arrest.
Miles?
That's like pretty grand.
70 miles?
And she lives in New York.
This would be unreal if you lived in Ireland. You could go anywhere in Ireland.
Nearly the whole
Maybe,
country, yeah.
yeah.
So people are saying the terms of that must have been changed because how the hell is she going to compete on Dancing with the Stars?
I read into this. It's within 70 miles.
No way.
A studio, I believe, yeah. Yeah.
It would have to be.
I kind of thought maybe like
no, from their point
she was going to move house or something.
Say the producers could say she is eligible because it's within the 70 miles. It's within the terms.
So
of
she's
her.
Just going to be dancing with an ankle bracelet on.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
This is the big thing. In her promo shoot, she's wearing the ankle bracelet.
She has her ankle bracelet.
And she has to wear it for the whole series.
I was joking.
I
no,
know.
Seriously.
That's amazing.
They might put a few bejazzles on it, you know?
yeah,
I really want to see how they dig
it up.
And the other thing is, she's currently fighting like a deportation order.
Right.
So like technically mid-season, she could be like deported.
Yes, sent back
Lads.
To Russia or something.
It's crazy.
Oh my
I think
God.
I might watch the US Dance with the Stars.
I want
the
a documentary
time.
On this.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Actually so true. That's the follow-up to Inventing
fantastic.
Anna.
Crazy.
RTE, before you go picking your cast for January, be
a little Snoop
brand,
my joy.
Yeah.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Your queen is getting a little bit of hate online, Ash.
Who?
Beyonce.
No, not possible. Can't say a bad word about her.
Someone pop bae said, in honour of Beyonce's 43rd birthday, name your favourite Beyonce moment. And someone said, X Factor Sam Bailey speaks about Beyonce. She didn't even know, she didn't even bother to meet me. Who does she think she is?
I actually met Sam Bailey once and interviewed her and she supported Beyonce. She like
Stop.
Won that as part of her X Factor prize.
How did they wangle that?
I know. What a weird support for Beyonce. And I was like, what was it like supporting Beyonce? And she was like, I never met her.
Which no is, way.
I know. I'm kind of like, maybe you needed to put your foot down there. You were in the same bloody building.
Ah, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool. Like, Abbi Coulibaly, the Dublin artist, was supporting Coldplay on the final night.
They brought her
on the main
up, yeah.
stage.
Oh,
like,
nice.
That's how you do it.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat, celebrate back to college with free delivery on all your favourite brands.
Your Queen Bee could do with learning a thing or two from Chris Martin, Aisling, I think. 7:31, how are things?
Said no one ever.
What's the crack out there this morning, Emily?
Good morning. Starting off on the M50 this morning, traffic heading south.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
I'm here to make your business life better.
Oh. It's come from the most commercy man I know.
The most commercy man.
Yeah, it didn't make sense, did it?
No. So basically, I hate work meetings. They're my least favourite things in the entire world. I feel like there's more meetings than oxygen in some businesses, and it doesn't need to be.
In fairness, Dave, you could be in a worse job for that type of thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, no, in fairness, we don't have to attend many, but when we do, they can be triggering because we never attend them.
Exactly, give me a lot. So I saw this tweet the other day and I thought, well, that's absolutely interesting. Someone tweeted, said, I make up cringe corporate sayings in team meetings to see if they catch on. Right, so this person is just making up these sayings to see if, like, their boss will continue saying them as if they're a real thing.
Yeah.
He said, I felt a great sense of achievement when my boss remarked about a client wanting a substandard product. If the duck wants bread, give them bread. I'd forgotten about that one. And I really find that interesting. So I think that what we should do is today, if you have a meeting, you should bring some sort of corporate jargon that you've completely made up to the meeting and then see if in the next meeting it sticks on.
Okay.
Love it.
To what other, hopefully your boss will then be like, yeah, I like that.
Can I ask a quick one? Is that duck one fake?
Yeah, it's completely fake. Okay. The person who tweeted it made it up.
Brilliant.
And his boss has just started using it.
Oh, I love that.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So
I think you kind of need to pick one phrase and maybe use it like strategically over a certain amount of months, let it sink in.
Yes. Well, I think that you could do that with I have some suggestions for us, right? I think that for the very first one I'm going to tell you, this is the one that I think could stick.
Okay.
So this is what you could say in a meeting.
Maybe, people, you've got a 9 a.m. coming up. Like, get this out there. Let us know how it goes.
So the project is finished. Right, and it's looking good. Let's put a bow on that. So instead of let's put a pin in that for like, let's come back to it. It's let's put a bow on that.
Lovely.
It's finished.
Wrap it up.
That's perfect. Next. Let's put a bow on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that would take off.
I think that could take off. When you're talking about something more than you're actually doing it, lads. Too much jacuzzi, not enough water.
You
know what I mean?
Yes.
Look, lads, there's too much jacuzzi, not enough water going on here.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a vibe.
Yeah, that's good.
So we've been looking at, say if you're in a meeting and someone goes, we've been looking at this all wrong.
We
need to look at a different perspective on this. Lads, we've been jumping on the ground and sitting on the trampoline. What are we doing here?
Great at these.
So these are just like crap corporate jargon, like phrases that I'd love you to come up with. So if you have any for us, by the way, we'd love to hear.
Say that last one again. We've been what?
Jumping on the ground and sitting on the trampoline, lads. What are we doing?
Very good.
I would be using that one this morning.
Oh God, I don't think I'm going to be as good at this, but I'll give it a go.
There was one more that I thought. I have a couple more for you, but I'll save them for a little bit. I want you to just come up with your own ones. Something that is going to fix the short-term problem, but not the long-term problem.
Yeah.
We're sneezing into a pepper tissue here.
Dave! Come on! Get this man out of here and into a big bloody meeting this morning with suits.
Oh my God. Dave will come and do your meeting.
We're sneezing into a pepper cloth.
You like that? Great. Pepper. Put a bow on it.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, more of them to come in a sec for Sonny Federa. Jazzy and DOD. This is called Some Days on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Recharged.
Good morning. We've been making your professional life better, especially if you have meetings coming up today. We'd like you to just drop into conversation when you're in these meetings. These corporate jargon terms that I've completely made up. I just think that it would be really, really fun to do. And make up your own as well, because it's entertaining. Stuff like, you know, say if you're looking at things the wrong way, be like, oh, lads, we've been jumping on the ground and sitting on the trampoline. What are we doing here?
That's really good.
When you're talking about something more than actually doing it, lads, too much jacuzzi, not enough water.
Really good.
Yours are brilliant.
I really like that one. So, I gave you a couple of minutes. Did you come up with some corporate jargon terms that we could use in meetings?
We did. You kick it off, Em.
I'm terrified because these will not stand up like Dave's, which are getting praise on WhatsApp.
What's the scenario?
So the scenario is that we're brainstorming too much, you know, like, okay. Kind of thing. So get out of the WhatsApp group and just make the phone call.
Oh!
That That's brilliant.
That's class.
We need to get out of the WhatsApp group now and just make a phone call, guys.
That's brilliant.
That's great.
Very.
You're too kind.
No,
too
that's
kind.
Very on brand.
That's really good.
That's very good. I like that. What have you got?
Well, my first one was a kind of just something I'd love to get going. It's not really original, but like, you know, if someone says like, I'll have that on your desk by close of business.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like them to say, I'll have that on your desk by club.
By club, yeah.
I'm just like,
CL.
Club. Clothes, like, you know, it's just club.
Yeah.
I like cob. I think that's funny.
Club is funnier.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking if it's kind of, if something's just not working and you need a quick solution, you know, you're trying to, if the hair sticks to the lip gloss, just tie it up.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's so good.
If your hair is blown in the wind, just tie it up.
If your hair sticks to the lip gloss, tie it up. What could
that's
you use?
That's the thing, because.
Yeah, when would you use it again?
So, like, you know, if it's just not working and you just need a really quick, simple solution to a problem.
Right.
So, if you're, say, for example, as a girl, if you've got lip gloss on,
I see what
and your
you
hair
mean.
Is blown in, so, if the hair is sticking to the gloss, just tie it up.
Very good.
Very good. Very good.
I can totally hear that.
I've one here. How are we getting on with that playground? And that's a slideshow. As mine get better.
Wow.
Okay, very good. That's all I got.
That's all you have. Okay, will I go a few more?
Yeah, go on.
So if you want to like take things back to the start, take it back to basics, you say, I think we need to go medieval on this.
Yes,
that's
love
very good.
That
now
one.
I'm picking it up.
That's brilliant.
Yeah?
That's very good.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, if you're trying to decide on like the best course of action, you might say, right, lads, we need to find the red wine gum and all of this. Because yeah. Red wine gum is the best.
Yes.
The red Starburst, the red Smartie.
The best flavor.
Yeah. That's very good.
Totally
Thank
with you on that one.
You could say, like, it's a bit like you're jumping on the trampoline one. If you don't mind me saying, James, I think you've put socks on your hands and gloves on your feet.
That's top tier.
This in a WhatsApp from John. Come on, lads, we're walking on the motorway. Where's the wheels?
Oh, very good.
Really
That's
good.
Very, very good.
My last one is then, basically, if you're kind of like unprepared and you're saying, I don't want to go in there looking like an idiot.
Mm.
You say, I'm not going in there looking like I'm knickers on my head.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
I really like them. I have a couple more of, like, say, for example, we've gone too far. We've put too much work into this.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for it. Oh, lads, we might have just pulled the curtain off the rails there.
Very good.
I have one for, you know, say there's too many people on a small project. Let's not turn this into a clown car. And because obviously, like, clown cars, loads of people.
Yeah.
And then, you're overdoing it. You need to take it one step at a time. Lads, you're climbing a stepladder with a grapple hook.
Go on, Dave.
You're brilliant.
Oh, get this man into a suit. He's honestly in the wrong job.
Call me the apprentice. Good morning. We've been encouraging you to create and make up your own corporate jargon to use in meetings and work later on today. Things, for example, like, say, if you are trying to fix a short-term problem but not the long-term problem, you might say something like, lads, we're sneezing into a pepper tissue here.
So good. We realise this is Dave's special skill coming up with these.
Of all the things in the world that I can be good at, it's corporate sayings.
Yeah,
apparently.
I don't know. It's just brilliant.
I love it. Aaron was on. So in a situation where, again, things aren't really working out, kind of similar to your scenario.
Yeah.
It's like washing your feet with your socks on, lads. Very good.
That's brilliant.
That is
very,
amazing.
Very good.
Get using them this morning, please.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, the girly quiz on the way.
Oh, hey, good morning. What's going on? I feel like I'm starting to become a stay-at-home dad, except I have a job and no kid.
Right.
And no wife or girlfriend or anything like that.
Make that make sense then.
Because obviously I finish a lot earlier
than your housemates.
Than my housemates. So I'm just kind of pottering around doing my bits. So yesterday I went to the gym and then I went and did a big shop and then I got like all old clothes and put them in bag and things like that. And
what?
Then I scrubbed my room from top to bottom. Like, I'm talking a clean that I should have probably done when I first moved in.
Oh.
And I didn't. So I did the move in clean 2 years after I moved in.
Brilliant.
Right?
Okay.
So this is your own dirt.
Yes.
Under the bed.
Cleaning.
Wash the floors.
So the only problem is my room now smells like a bar. The reason being, I used wipes that are like apple scented.
Oh wow!
And they would just smells like martinis. That's just all it smells of. It's like I walk in, I'm like, whoa, that's strong. But I'm after like bleach in the shower and everything like that, and I like, completely forgot about it. And then woke up this morning, went into the bathroom, and just
whoa!
Oh my god, it's like a punch in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I kind of love that though.
Yeah, if you want some sort of chemical reaction in your body, come to my room because you're gonna get it.
Yesterday I went up to the toilets on the 5th floor. The views up there, lads, were so high up in the air.
I didn't know we were allowed up there.
Yeah, and afterwards I came down and I was asking Naringa, who kind of cleans the office, I was like, did you already do upstairs? And she was like, yeah. I was like, it smells like a swimming pool. It was unreal. Yeah. I was like, give me a new staff member who I can trick and say, have you seen the swimming pool upstairs? Because the whole hallway smelled like chlorine.
No, we've missed the issue here. Why did you feel the need to move floors?
Why did you go to the 5th floor?
Why did I go to the 5th floor?
Oh, that sounds like you had it. Yeah, sounds like you had to.
No, it wasn't because I was doing a poo, because I'd happily do that on the 4th floor. It was because Ringo was cleaning the 4th floor. And I enjoyed the view.
My God.
I don't think it's just me. I think a lot of people feel like this, that when it comes to September, you kind of feel the need to reset and do something. It's kind of like the adult version of going to get your new copybooks and your new pens.
Yeah.
And the kind of going back to school.
It totally is, because I feel like a lot of people have been joining the gym and stuff, like me included.
Yeah, I don't really like this vibe that the two of you have started joining exercise things.
Yeah, exercise is your thing.
Actually, I feel like we should have agreed to do it together, or else
you
not at all.
You have been doing it always. Me and Dave are just trying to do
we're
something
to keep
now.
Up.
Yeah, but I'm in my frump era right now. Having
listen, I've been frumping for months, and that's the problem. I finished the Women's Mini Marathon in June, and I just went, oh, that's great now.
Beat up.
That was nice.
That was nice. Fitness back to complete zero. And I don't know about you guys, but I certainly feel like the whole like resetting and taking on something new kind of is more effective for me in September than it is in January. Do you know the whole like new year, new me? I just open out in September. Right, come on. You've had your crack over the summer.
There's no point doing it in January. Like, we're all going to give it up. But if you do it September, it's because you actually want it.
Totally. So I've been on the hunt for like something to take on. And I've gone back to what I did about a year and a half ago for like an 8-week course. And that is boxing, right? Heat and Boxing Academy. I arrived down there yesterday and I was like, right, this is it now. Come on. You're not giving it up this time. You're sticking with it, right?
How many classes do we think we attended the last time? I think it was
three.
I think it was three.
No, it was more than three.
Four.
I think you may have attended, like, say, the 5th class, but missed classes in between, making it only three.
Anyway, I actually did really enjoy it. And yesterday when I went down there, it was really cool because you kind of remember some things, like jab, right. To say I was sweating is an understatement.
Great.
Like, there was beads of sweat. I was hoping not to do the owl hair wash till today for the weekend. Had no choice but to wash the hair. Like, dripping in sweat. I'm perfectly sore today, as you want to be after something like that.
Brilliant.
You know what I mean? And now I'm just feeling really enthused, and I want to be Katie Harrington again, and I'm ready to be Katie Taylor.
Oh my
and
God.
And bring on the boxing. But
we know you're going to give it up.
No!
Yeah, like, we just do. You have given up a ton of things.
Yeah, there's been Irish classes, and then there was horse riding.
I did the horse riding lessons, yeah.
And the boxing was one of the big ones. So I don't know. I feel like we need to do something to make sure she doesn't give it up this time.
Yeah, I think we need to see some progress from like right now until your last class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? So, and I actually think we've come up with a really, really good solution to figure out your progress.
Yeah, we have.
All
and right. It'll be very simple today. It'll be very tough in 8 weeks if that's how long the course is.
Right.
Yeah. So we said, what can Emma box in the office?
Oh my God, Dave!
No, I'm grand. I'm very sore after the gym, you know.
Yeah. Dave's basically a brick wall.
Yeah.
So we've brought in some sheets of printer paper.
Sure.
And we're going to test how many sheets can you box through today after 1 week of boxing. And in 8 weeks' time, we'll see how many sheets you can box through in 8 weeks' time.
Important rephrase before you go any further. Not 1 week of boxing, one class.
One class, okay. One class a week?
We haven't established the ins and outs of it yet. Ideally, three.
There's no hope you'll be going three times a week.
Have more faith in me.
Okay, so we're going to start off by you trying to box through two sheets of paper.
Two sheets of paper. All right, I'm going to do my little stance and all.
So Dave is coming around with his two sheets of paper.
Yeah.
And he is going to...
All right, Dave, you ready?
Hold them out. Okay. Three, two, one.
Oh.
Try that again.
Ball start. Oh!
Okay.
Right.
Straight through the two.
Through the two.
Right. All right. I moved the body. I did the right hook. All the right.
We're going to double it now to four sheets of paper.
Terrifying. I'm going to hit Dave. Okay. Stand away.
He's a brick wall. Oh no. That was tricky. Okay. Not hitting the four. Okay, this is getting pathetic. No.
Okay, look.
How about we take one away and do three? Okay, can we see if we can get through three sheets of paper? This is, you know, these are just ordinary printer paper now. It's not looking so good. No. Okay.
Yes!
Okay, we're going to give you three. Okay. We actually had it up to 10 laid out, so you've greatly disappointed us this morning.
I think what this shows is a starting point.
Yeah.
The starting point on week one is three sheets of paper. The only way is up, right? only way is up.
I'd say by week eight.
I'd say she could nearly do four.
Come on. I'll get to the 10 eventually. Okay, this is good. I will not be practicing with paper.
Yeah.
But we will circle back.
I feel stupid for bringing in 60 sheets now.
And regardless of whether you attend all 8 weeks of courses, we will be doing this in 8 weeks' time. Public humiliation.
This is what I need.
Remind us.
Yeah. I will be thinking of you guys when I'm thinking about bailing.
But I am. That wasn't even intentional. I'm wearing my Beyonce Renaissance tour hoodie.
Do you know what? It's never something I've really bought into. I'm always like an owl one since I was 17 going, look at the cost of that jumper.
I'm the same. Like, I've paid for the ticket. Like, I'm not going to buy your hoodie now.
I know a lot of people are super into it and like want to, like, big collectors and stuff, but
some people never go to a concert without getting a bit of merch.
Yeah, like some people actually get outfits for the gig. I'm like, no one can see you, you're in the dark. Anyway, sorry.
No, and my boyfriend Alex is big into merch, but his rule is that you can't wear that band's merch to their gig.
You have to wear
someone else's merch to their gig.
Just in case the artist on stage sees you and just to humble them a bit.
I don't know. He's like, that's uncool. But he's like, if I wear like this other guy's t-shirt to this gig, then that's kind of cool.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. So I'll reverse.
You wear a Sigala psychology t-shirt to a Joel Corry gig.
Yeah, you're cool apparently. But like, do you remember back in the day, like the tour merch was issued like giant face of the person on the front and then all the tour dates on the back.
Mm.
Like now when you look at people's merch, it's like proper cool.
It's trendy, cool stuff, fashionable.
But 100 euro more expensive than it should be.
Yes. But 100 euro for a t-shirt,
more expensive
crazy
than it
prices.
Be.
But now they've also gotten real quirky, and a lot of the like really big artists have like real niche little like accessories and homeware bits.
The t-shirt and the hoodie and the tracksuit pants.
There's tons of stuff. So I've actually done a bit of a deep dive in some of the biggest kind of artists at the moment to see what merch they're offering, and it's inspired by my girl Beyonce, because I got a push notification for some new merch that she was selling. And
of course you got a push notification for new merch.
What, on the Beyonce
selling
app?
Beyonce.com.
Do you think Beyonce needs your money? Is that why you want to support her?
It's not a
her
need,
merch?
It's that I want to give it to her. So she obviously had the album Cowboy Carter out, and one of the pieces that I really, really want, but it's like 30 euro, is a tiny porcelain cowboy hat that's an incense holder. How cool.
That's cute.
Isn't it?
It's very different though.
Yeah, and this is what I'm looking at. And a lot of artists are doing quirky stuff. So I went on to Sabrina Carpenter's merch page, and she's got very appropriately a little tiny like espresso cup and saucer.
Yes, yeah.
But it's like glass from pink, kind of cool.
That's very cool.
$25. Spenny, but for like piece of
before delivery.
Yeah, I know. Billie Eilish has shoelaces.
Oh, love
cool.
that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, cool. kind of cool. She
I
also
bet you they're green.
How much are they?
$10. $10.
$10.
And
all right.
Just shoelaces.
All right. Yeah.
It's all right. Like, all right. Billie Eilish also has a doormat. And it
that's
just
so
says
cool.
happier than ever on the doormat.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Which was the name of one of her albums.
See, I love that. That's so different to do a doormat than to do shoelaces.
Yeah.
Like, that's so, it's not just the typical, here's what's hung up. You can get a poster. And
it's
like,
fun.
I feel like all merch back in like when we were like kids is all the same.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was all those t-shirts with the dates on the back of the door. It's
they're
boring.
Getting creative. Lady Gaga has a Chromatica jockstrap on her website.
Wow.
Yeah, for $30.
Brilliant. Why not?
Yeah, I'd say that's popular. And she also has, this is funny, bright yellow wellies that say rain on me on them.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's great.
$120.
Dear God.
For wellies.
For a song that came out like 4 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
It was still four years ago.
Went on to Ed Sheeran. His merch is quite wholesome.
Yeah, I'd say it
was. There's an Ed Sheeran Rubik's Cube.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, there's an Ed Sheeran jigsaw.
Love it.
Did he do something about jigsaws?
Something about a jigsaw.
Maybe not. Ed Sheeran colouring book.
No, a Lego house.
Lego house, that was it. Colouring book. Ed Sheeran skateboard then for €100.
Very cool.
That's probably his coolest. And then Post Malone's my favourite. He's got like all sides covered. He's got the wholesome. A Post Malone towel.
Love.
I'd like a Post Malone towel.
He has a Post Malone pack of tissues for $5.
That's weird.
For tissues?
Yeah, for $5. One bag of tissues.
Oh, we were out of tissues. Did you go out to postmalone.com?
Yeah, yeah. And then the complete other end of the spectrum, a balaclava.
Love it. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
For 35. So yeah, I'm enjoying the renaissance of tour merch.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I love this.
You could deck out your gaff in tour merch.
You really speak to the niche, don't you?
Kind of my specialty.
The people who spend their spare time looking at artists' merch with no intention of buying it. Yeah. Get yourself a Post Malone balaclava and then come back to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The girly quiz.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
We welcome you to the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself and Aisling and the women of Dublin, we test Dave on all things girly, inside and out, upside and down, all that kind of stuff. And it's great crack. We really enjoy putting Dave through his paces once a week. He has good weeks, bad weeks, shocking weeks, terrible weeks.
Where did your love for this come from? Like, when was the first girly quiz, or what was the first question you asked and you just were like, this is brilliant, let's continue to do this every week for the rest of history?
I still remember the first question we ever asked Dave. Open to correction on this, Ash.
I think I know.
We asked him what denier was.
Oh yeah.
And you said dernier a million times.
Yeah.
Dernier. And now you'll never forget. What is denier?
It's the opaqueness of type.
To a T. Perfection. All right,
that was question one, babe.
In order to win the week, Dave has to get 3 questions correct. We do give him 2 lifelines, though, so don't be saying we're mean. One of them is a Simplify 50-50, and the other is the Phone a Female. We have Shauna on as your Phone a Female today,
nice
Dave.
Shauna.
She is ready and waiting, and the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. You can meet with the Sculpted by Amy experts, expert makeup artists, and find your perfect shade at their flagship store in Grafton Street. And Shauna, just for coming on, gets herself a lovely Sculpted by Amy bundle today.
Nice
as well.
Jealous, to be honest. And just to say as well, if there's little ears in the car, I know it's back to school time. As we said, we test them all things girly, upside down and inside out. So keep your hand on the dial in case something comes up in conversation that you're not ready for your little ones to hear. Are we good?
I don't know. Are we?
I'm fine. I'm great. Brilliant.
I'm in flying form. Are you good, Ash?
Yeah, I'm fantastic.
Oh, good.
Best part of the week.
Dave, question one on the girly quiz this week is, what tool is useful to help with the application of individual eyelashes?
What tool is helpful for the application of individual eyelashes? What would...
Thinker.
It is a thing. I feel like, is it stupid to say, yeah, is it stupid to say, like, what do you call, I don't even know what they're called, the pincers, like a
pincer?
A tongs.
A tongs.
Yeah, like, you know,
in
like a small version of oven tongs.
Oh.
What do you call them?
I can't remember. I have no idea.
Pluckers, the pluckers.
Keep going.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The pluckers.
I don't know what you're talking about. Pluckers.
The tongs. The tongs.
No, the tongs. Little tongs. Little tongs? Like thongs, like the rum.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Haven't a clue.
He's making a little kind of scissory motion with his fingers.
It's the one that goes pinch, pinch, pinch. It's a pincher.
Does it make a sound?
Does it go?
Does it make, like, does it say pinch, pinch,
pinch? Does it go pinch, 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 pinch?
How am I not remember the bloody word for a pliers? No.
We can't accept that, Aisling. Sorry.
No, we're going to need the actual word.
I know the answer and I can't think of
it. Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Oh, I hate you.
I might actually have to use a lifeline on this bloody question.
This is so embarrassing.
That I know the answer to.
What do they do, the things you're talking about?
They pluck your eyebrows. You'd need an eyebrow tweezers! Tweezers! Imagine this was wrong. It's tweezers.
Oh, the mini kitchen tongs. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer. You smashed it.
Well.
Oh my god.
I wish that was wrong so badly.
So do I. That was amazing. Moment. Well done.
All right.
We got there.
All right. Question number 2, Dave. Aside from fake tan, what else does the brand Sally Hansen specialise in?
Oh, God. Sally Hansen.
Did you know they made fake tan?
I didn't. I thought they did jackets.
Well, it was one of your questions back in the olden days.
Really?
The early quiz, yeah. About Sally Hansen.
I'm pretty sure they make jackets, like coat, like winter coats, winter jackets.
I'd love. Yeah.
You can see a Sally Hansen. Mm. Isn't that a thing?
What kind of coats would they be?
Like, it's big, like rain jackets.
Like
rain
a Canada jacket. Goose.
No, it's not that big, I think. But I think they are quite expensive.
It's kind of cool as something, like, I suppose, to have your fake tan and your jackets.
But you see dads wearing them.
Sally Hansen jackets?
No, I think it's Kelly Hansen.
Never heard of that name.
No. I think it might be Kelly Hansen. I actually don't know.
Are you thinking of boxer Kelly Harrington?
No. I'm going to have to call in the troops. I'm going to have to call in Shannon for...
Shauna.
Good morning. Hello. Shauna.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. I got 30 seconds on the clock. Do you know what other than tan does Sally Hansen sell?
Specialise in, yeah.
So I think that it's nail varnish.
Nail varnish. Okay, how sure are you?
Like, pretty sure.
Okay,
yeah,
amazing.
I'm sure I think.
If you were to put a number on that between 1 and 100, what percentage would you say?
Like 90%.
That's pretty good. Okay, it's like ask the audience when it hits 90% on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's a pretty good bet.
Shauna, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with nail varnish is what Sally Hansen also specialises in, as well as tan.
Shauna, Dave, you're absolutely correct.
Yes! Yay! Thank you, Shauna.
So random that they do the nails and the tan.
Yeah, it is a bit random. Just those two specific things.
Yeah.
I don't believe, open to correction, they've ever really branched out any further.
No, and they haven't, because I checked their website yesterday when I was writing the question. They don't do anything
else. Okay. All right, Shauna, look at you. You're heading home with a gorgeous Sculpted by Amy product bundle.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy
that.
That's amazing. And thanks for helping, David. Have a great day, all right?
Thanks,
talk to you later.
Bye.
I have found the jackets. They are Helly Hansen.
Helly Hansen.
Helly Hansen jacket.
Yes, okay, you're on the right track.
HH, yeah.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
Dave, we're cracking on to question three. Two out of two so far.
Yeah, not bad.
You have your Simplify left if you need any help. Dave, according to the HSE...
Oh, for God's sake.
How often should a woman check her breasts for any abnormalities?
I'm going to add to this that we will only accept exactly what the HSE say. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, wow. I would say that the HSE would say to check. Like, I can't imagine the HSE would be like, oh, just check every, like, 6 weeks. Or, like, check every 2 days. I think they'd say, they'd tell you to check every time you showered.
Right.
I think that's what they would say. But if you're looking for a specific amount of time.
Oh, well, it's just how often.
How often? Like, how often
well,
do you shower?
As well, and have a think about, like, for you guys, what's the advice?
I wouldn't check my boobs, but I check my balls every time I'm in the shower.
Would
just
you?
To make sure, yeah. So, like, I'm thinking, would you not do that if you were a girl?
That's very good, Dave.
Well, that's what you should do. I'm going to have to simplify this. I haven't a clue. I would say they would say every time you take a shower, but it could be every time you take off a bra. Or every time you just see your boobs in the mirror. Like, have a little check.
Interesting. They do also apply this advice to men as well. Just check your chest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Men can have problems there too.
Okay,
yeah.
very good.
All right, so you want to go into Simplify mode for this one?
Yeah, let's do
it. All right, entering Simplify. According to the HSE, how often should a woman check her breasts for any abnormalities? Is it A, at least once a month?
Yeah.
Or B, every 6 months?
No, it's absolutely at least once a month. It has to be the most frequently. I would have said it was every 2 days, every, you know what I mean? But it's 100% every month. Has to be.
Final answer, Dave?
Final answer, once a month.
Go on, son.
Yes! Let's go!
You have gone and smashed it again.
Well, oh my God, unreal. 2 weeks in a row that I've smashed it.
It was kind of a walk in the park for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Easy.
However, I've never got the hat trick. I've never had 3 girly quiz wins in a row.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I've never had a hat trick.
No, this is your second in a row.
This is my second in a row. So I'm going for it.
Oh, so we're going for it next week.
Interesting.
But listen, hats off. You played an absolute blinder. Fair play,
dude.
It's a girly quiz.
With Sculpted by Amy.
Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Dave just smashed the girly quiz, it must be said.
Woo!
Well done, Dave.
Did really, really well.
And I get absolutely nothing for it.
No, despite your first question thinking that a tweezers was called a mini kitchen tongs.
Or pliers.
But on all that, Orla was on.
Dave, I'm a woman, and I learned from the girly quiz too.
No.
Sending my love, you're not alone, and there's many of us. In fact, I would say you would beat me hands down on every girly quiz.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you very much.
I do think we all learn from the girly quiz.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And we did mention this before we started the girly quiz. We are in our girly quiz era. That's what it's being called anyway.
Yes.
And there is lots of very exciting girly quiz stuff to come very soon. So watch this space.
Yeah, if you're a big fan.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Morning. What is the crack?
What's happening?
Hey there. I went home at the weekend. I mentioned that earlier in the week. And I just remembered there one of the funny things that happened again surrounding my dad while I was at home. We went into Nace.
You've got 3 days of content out of your dad.
I know. He's just the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
And we were driving home via the canals. It's kind of like part of the Grand Canal that goes through Kildare.
Mm.
And we came like up to this bend and we were kind of like, oh, damn, like he kind of had to jam on, like we're kind of startled. There was basically these two lads like on the canal bank with like a little canoe, but the canoe was like half sticking out in the middle of the road.
Oh dear.
And then one of the men was like basically in the nip, like he had like a pair of like, not like almost like budgie smugglers on.
Oh dear.
But was like just standing like basically on the road,
right,
with no clothes
with
on,
his canoe half out on the back road.
Yeah. And
lovely.
Then like another guy there too, and like me at first we kind of thought like, did somebody like, is there a crash or something's going on? No, it's true. They were just like changing like basically on the road.
Oh my
god. And it's a busy enough road. So anyway, we get past them and we keep going, and this car is coming towards us, heading back towards the naked man. And my dad gives them like a flash, kind of just like to be
a
like
warning.
Watch out, because
yeah.
He's on the bend, and he makes this like hand signal, and he basically like he does a thumb, and just his thumb is like facing backwards.
Is it just behind you?
Yeah, just behind you, behind you. And he does it like quite dramatically. Anyway, we drive on. The car drives past us, and I just kind of glance behind, and I was like, oh no! I was like, Dad, the car is pulling in. So we look behind and the car was pulling in, and we were like, and Dad was like, oh no, oh god, no, he's after, what does he think I'm after saying to him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I go, oh Dad, no, he's turning around.
No.
I think he thought sometimes the canal floods or
the
road would be closed.
Yeah.
And so he full on turned around.
No, did you
and
catch
then
him?
Followed us.
Oh my god.
No, my dad was just like, let's just go. I was like, drive, Dad, drive.
Pedal to the metal.
Just ruined someone's day.
I have some news, some big news.
She's another boyfriend.
No, this is news that isn't being reported anywhere. I saw it in my Explore feed on Instagram and I was kind of like, oh, cool. There's like a big kind of worldwide thing happening, like everyone unifying on this one particular thing.
Okay.
And then I went to Google it and there's no evidence of it on Google.
Oh.
Okay, let me explain. According to this particular online club, sorry, according to this Instagram page, I understand the irony. They're called the Offline Club, but they're on Instagram.
Okay.
They are saying that the global community will take a day offline, 24-hour complete digital detox later this month on the 22nd of September. I got a bit excited about this. As I said, I was like, this is a cool idea. We could all just batten down the hatches, do nothing all day and like take it as a bit of a challenge. As I said, when I went further investigating it this morning on like ye old Google, near a sign. No
right,
sign of it anywhere, right?
I wonder, has Google blocked it out? Because it's like,
they don't want it.
Yeah.
That's so true. Now, this particular Instagram account, they have like 350,000-ish followers.
Okay.
So, they can make an impact, but I don't think you can say that the whole world's going to do it if it's your initiative.
It just takes one. It only takes
it's
one.
It's true, yeah. It's true. But anyway, they're saying that have a day with nature or whatever, just not being on your phone. A lot of people in the comments made me laugh. Someone said, I really do like this, but the Duolingo owl is going to come for me.
Yeah. I don't understand why you do this. Like, I don't get it. Like, the internet was created because everyone was bored. And we wanted to have entertainment
to
constantly.
Information and
so now we have it. We can't just give it up.
Yeah. Well,
stupid.
It's a bit of a gimmick. It's like Earth Day. It's like, switch off your lights for an hour.
Woo.
Woo.
What
yeah,
did we
made
even
such
do?
A difference
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know the thing about Earth Day is you do that and then no one tells you how that helped. Where's the stats on what helps
because
there?
It didn't really. You just go back to normal.
Yeah. Someone else commenting, the amount of people who will document themselves doing this is hilarious, which is also true.
Yeah, the TikToks.
But to me, if we were to do this, I was looking at it because I was like, maybe if we made this a big deal to our bosses, we get the day off work. Technically, we can't be online doing radio, really. We need a lot of equipment in here and stuff.
Yeah.
But Saturday falls on a Sunday. No good to us.
Oh, they knew what they were doing
there.
Yeah,
they did. But to me, this counts as like all of digital, like from social media to emails to Netflix, all streaming sites, using Apple Pay, sending messages, FaceTimes. Calls are okay, I guess, standard calls. That's not being online, is it? But Ash, I think this would suit you. You love being the person who deletes your Instagram app off your phone to be offline.
Yeah.
But then you walk past her desk at 10:30 in the morning and she's
Safari.
On Instagram desktop on her computer.
Which is a very clunky site.
It's such an ick.
It could really work on that, couldn't it?
It's such an ick when you see Ash double click the mouse to like something.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry, I'm not. I use my Instagram and she's constantly on it in work. And she goes on Safari to go on Twitter.
Guys, leave me alone.
She comments on the keywords like, you look great, and she's doing the full on tap
and
emotion.
She's looking for like, how do I get a
move get on a with the story.
Love heart emoji on the desktop.
What's your point?
My point is, I've got some advice maybe for Dave. Things Dave could do because he is critically online.
Yeah, let's look
online.
At Dave.
He is critically online.
Let's go back to Ash.
Okay. Dave, on this day, you could draw some pictures.
Okay.
Very demure.
Very demure.
Very mindful. Yeah, draw some pictures.
Cutesy.
You could get back into the cleaning. You mentioned earlier in the show that you felt like a stay-at-home mom or dad earlier because you cleaned your own room.
Yeah.
Why do you take that cleaning to the communal areas?
Yeah.
What a wild concept.
What a nice thing to do for your housemates.
That would be nice, yeah.
You could learn a poem.
There's many words you could have ended that sentence with and not many of them would make me go, but you found it.
And on the Monday, you could recite it to us.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Wow. Really, oh, that'd be lovely, that. David.
I like my dad, except when he is mad.
That'll do.
Well, you could write a poem.
Wow.
You could pop over to your neighbour to say hello.
Oh
that would be great.
I've never spoken to them, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You could clean your car.
Oh, I do like that idea.
Yeah.
That's something I might actually do today.
You could ring a doorbell to let someone know you're outside rather than
away.
Texting them. No. You could learn to recite the ABCs backwards.
Yeah. These are just things that like we did before the internet.
Yeah, but it's fun.
But now we have the internet, so we don't have to do these things.
But on the 22nd, you could catch up
for
all
one
the
day
stuff,
only.
You know? And my final thing, and I think you'd really enjoy this, you could look at the clouds. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I'd be enjoy. Bored after 4 seconds.
Touch some grass.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I saw a tweet over the weekend that basically said that, can anyone pinpoint the exact moment when the world, you know, went to shite, basically?
Well,
it just decided to start falling apart. Things kind of went from good to absolutely crap and they never went back. Now, it's interesting the takes that people have on this. People have takes where it's like, oh, the day this happened, it was so bad. Or the day this happened, it was so good that nothing's ever met up to the standards.
Since. Right.
You know
like
I mean?
They would say, what was the big Italian 90?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that country, that was when the country was flying it.
Exactly. Celtic Tiger.
Celtic Tiger, boom.
Football.
Yeah. Things like that, yeah. So that's when what people have started to kind of tweet back.
Okay.
Like, this is when, like, I suppose, some people are obviously saying it peaked and some people are just saying this was the worst moment and it's just gotten worse ever since.
Right.
So, for example, there's a couple of things on the list that I find very, very funny and some are just quite normal. Like, the normal ones are people think life went downhill when Facebook launched. You know what I mean? February 4th, 2004, Facebook launched and everyone just kind of went a little bit, like, into social media and things like that. Then someone was like, the day Harambe was killed.
The gorilla.
Do you remember the gorilla in Cincinnati Zoo?
That's so sad.
Because
a kid
fell into the enclosure and they had to kill the gorilla.
Yes. Yeah, and it wasn't the gorilla's fault.
Pretty sure I've been depressed since Harambe died. I'm pretty sure. It's just been someone said when Owen Quigg got knocked out of the X Factor.
The guy from Northern Ireland.
After the Beast from the East, the snow in 2018. That was just such a good time.
That was such a peak.
It was such a peak and nothing has been.
And you know what? That's the sad about the Beast from the East time. I was away on my holiday, so I missed the whole bloody thing. But it was like a cultural phenomenon. I think everyone, all the neighbours out chatting to each other again. And there was no such thing as working from home. So people just partied.
The fact that like, I've heard you say you were away for the Beast from the East so many times.
Yes.
That's how often we talk about out the beast from the east.
It's so, yeah.
It's such a moment.
Which, was it called Storm Emma? I've assumed it was.
Yeah, and I was on the beach in Bali.
Oh, you poor thing.
No, I was raging. I was like, look, the crack they're having at home.
Back in 2013, Sir Alex Ferguson left United, and I totally think everything just went downhill from there. Fair especially enough. For
yeah.
United.
In that world, yeah.
Thierry Henry's handball against Ireland to knock us out of qualifying for the World Cup.
Fair enough, yeah.
That was a moment that everyone was just like, right, this is just...
I give up with
life
this.
Life is relentless. Yeah. What's the point? The Ellen DeGeneres Oscar selfie.
How many people are in that again?
Are they saying like that was a high time and then after that it just died?
Do you remember when that selfie went up and everyone was for some reason obsessed with it?
Obsessed. The most famous selfie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who cares?
It was my Twitter header for years. I don't know why.
Dave.
I just loved it. I loved it so much.
It was definitely like early age of selfies.
Ellen and Jared Leto and Bradley Cooper and...
And you had it as your like header on Twitter, is it? Yeah. Your cover photo.
As if I was in it, like. So stupid.
Many people have photoshopped themselves into it.
Yeah.
Well.
One Direction splitting up, that was a big moment,
fair
obviously.
Enough, yeah.
Someone said when Aircom became Air.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I didn't like that one bit.
I liked the Aircom logo. Do you remember
Air
the
just
orange?
Sounds like there's something missing.
Yeah,
and Air just sounds like the air.
Yeah. It's taken.
The day JK Rowling joined Twitter.
Fair enough.
That's a good one. The day Vine died. RIP Vine. God, I loved Vine. And the day the picture of the dress went up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Was it white and gold or was it blue and black?
We all got weight. Like, no one got a single job done that day.
No.
That was all anyone could ever talk about.
I'm glad they were the answers. I was afraid people were going to get, like, be like, rise of Mesopotamia.
Yeah,
and,
no,
like,
there was a load of, like...
There was one I saw the other day. It was so...
Civil wars and things that, yeah.
But the one that I saw was basically, it was like when they took the Cheryl Cole wax figure out of Madame Tussauds because she was no longer relevant in 2019. That's so sad.
I'd say everything went downhill for Cheryl.
Actually, that's my favourite one.
Literally, it was like, how could this woman not be relevant anymore? She was the queen of X Factor.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tomorrow is the day. We will be coming to you live tomorrow morning from Harvey Norman in Blanchardstown because, as I'm sure you know, whether you're in college or not, it is that time of year, back to college time. And to get you organised, we are giving you the chance to win a €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher.
Woo!
Not only, I'd say, are college students listening to this being like, oh, yes, please. I'd say the parents of college students are like, oh, yes.
Honestly, please. Anyone who has a house or lives anywhere with like furniture and wants a phone
tech.
for real. Yeah. They
but
have
also
everything
in
there.
Particular, like, you know what I mean? For the parents putting kids through college.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
The cost.
I dread in this life.
I'm excited to get out of this studio and to do the show live from somewhere else.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Go crack,
I'm very, very excited about that. The technology specialists
at
Harvey Norman. They're here to help with all the biggest brands and latest technology from laptops and tablets to SIM-free phones and printers plus a whole lot more. That's the thing I love about going into Harvey Norman is just all the things on display. I'm playing with the tablets, I'm playing with the laptops, the phones, everything.
If the crew from Harvey Norman Blanchardstown are listening today, I dare you all to change all the little previews on all the tester computers and iPads and stuff to Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, do that then.
But I want to take selfies on all of them and change them that way.
No.
You know, old school, old school.
Okay.
We have one place left in tomorrow's grand finale and one unbelievable tech prize to give away before then now.
Yes, Sarah is on to give it a go. How are you? What's going on with you? What are you up to this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It is Sarah, not Sarah, is it?
Yes, Sarah.
Okay, good. Okay. How are you this morning?
I'm not bad.
What are you doing?
Working from home today.
Oh, very nice. What do you do?
I work in a bookmaker's.
Do you live in a car? Is that where you're working from home?
I'm just going to drive a coffee.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Nice. You work in a car.
Where's your favourite place to get a coffee?
East Village.
East Village. Where's that now? Oh, I think I know it.
It's in Pendaka Village.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's why I know it. I have a hoodie from there that my brother got me for Christmas because we lived in Clondalkin until we were five, so we are from Clondalkin. And it's East Village Coffee, and on the back, it's like the straight out of Compton, but it says straight out of Clondalkin.
Love that.
That hoodie. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you have one of those hoodies, Sarah?
I don't. They have a mug.
We're part of the same clan.
Well, listen, would you be around tomorrow to come along to the grand finale at Harvey Norman Blanche?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Okay, amazing. Let's see if we can get you there. All you got to do is complete a degree from the University of Spin. Today's degree is in fine art, which I'm sure sounds actually quite like complicated and scary, but I promise you, it'll be very, very simple. It's only a tiny bit about fine art, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you've got 30 seconds on the clock. You got to answer three questions correctly to get in that grand finale and win that tech prize. Let's go.
Sarah, what country is the Louvre in, the gallery?
Paris, France.
Yes, name a primary colour.
Red.
Yeah.
I really phoned it in here, Sarah. What utensil is used to paint with?
Sorry, can you say that again?
What utensil is used to paint with? Don't overthink it, girl.
A paintbrush.
Yeah. A degree from the University of Spin 1038. Congratulations.
We bestow upon you a degree in fine art today, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
An unreal prize. You've won, I think, the best of the last 2 weeks.
Oh, get ready for this, Sarah.
And you'll be collecting this tomorrow morning from Harvey Norman. You've won yourself a Lenovo ThinkPad laptop. Woo!
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Not a bad Thursday, is it, Sarah?
It's definitely not.
And it won't be a bad Friday tomorrow when we see you live at Harvey Norman Blanchardstown to hopefully take that €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher off us.
Yes, thank you so much,
Sarah,
guys. I'll
see you
tomorrow.
See you in the morning. Are you working from home tomorrow or are you going to have to just make another call there?
Well, if it's that early, I'll probably be back on time to work.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, we'll move some things around.
We'll figure it out. Set your alarm early. See you tomorrow.
Good luck, Sarah.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Yeah, my brain. I hate my brain sometimes. All I keep thinking ever since you said we bestow on you are like the Spin University.
Yeah.
I just keep thinking of kids listening to this in sixth year being like, filling out their CEO with Spin and the confusion that would cause.
Colour sense, easy. What do you use to paint?
That's
it?
A class you have.
Paintbrush.
Face of bringing a carpenter.
They give you a laptop.
You're on Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to bring you back to last Tuesday. And I said on the show that I could never text someone while sitting on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like it's rude.
Yeah.
I feel like it's weird and I don't like doing it.
I've sent some serious emails from the loop.
Really?
Just get the job done.
Yeah, you were saying you're sending voice notes and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I find it weird. I find it so weird. However, our boss, Nick, does not find it weird. And the next time he was sitting on the toilet, he sent me a voice note.
No, he
did. Did he?
Saying, hey, sit on the toilet. What are you up to?
That's even worse because girls could be sitting on the toilet for any reason.
That's so true.
For guys, you know that your boss was having a poo.
That's terrible.
Then last night, I was like, I'm bored. So I sat in the toilet and I voice noted Nick and it felt as weird as it sounds.
What did you say?
I said, hey, now I'm sitting on the toilet and you're right, there's nothing to be afraid of.
You're playing like toilet tennis.
Yeah. I hope it stops.
Did you talk about serious stuff?
No, it was just like a voice note. It was like, now I'm sitting on the toilet.
And did you need to do anything?
Nope.
Are you a changed man?
Definitely. No,
it's unhygienic.
I feel weird.
Yeah, I get it.
I needed
to speak about it.
It feels icky.
I'm glad you got that out of your system.
Thank you.
Here's a line of Rose. Bye.
Jesus. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.